You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. With the clock winding down on the 2015 legislative session, Alabama legislators have still not solved the state's largest problem, a general fund budget shortfall of more than $250 million. While some new revenue measures passed this week, it's not nearly enough to fill the gap. For more on this and the rest of the activity from Montgomery, we turn to Don Daly. He's the host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Hi, Don.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me back again.
So what revenue measures did make it by this week?
There were a couple ones. They're lower rung revenue measures, if you will, meaning not the big generators. There was one by Representative Greg Allbritton, which would make people who live out of state but either work or do business in Alabama, would make them subject to the income tax. Again, it wouldn't be a big revenue measure, but it would make up some of the money. And I guess every bit is important at this stage of the game. That was one that got out today. It was what didn't get out this week that really raised some hackles, caused some concern. For instance, Senator Arthur Orr of Decatur, who is chairman of the Senate Finance and Taxation General Fund Committee, had a bill that would redistribute some of the use tax between the Education Trust Fund and the general fund budget. The net result could be $100 million.
And obviously people have problems with moving money out of the Education Trust Fund.
Indeed. And Senator Orr went to great lengths to explain that his legislation would not harm the Education Trust Fund budget. It was a matter of redistributing what's already there, and the net result would not be any meaningful difference to the Education Trust Fund. The thing was, the bill didn't come up on Thursday when it was expected to come up. There had been some concerns expressed. For instance, House Speaker Mike Hubbard said on Thursday that while he liked the general idea of shifting around some of the use tax money, he wanted to make double sure that the Education Trust Fund budget wasn't hurt. So he said it was likely that something like that and other revenue measures would come up in a special legislative session, which lawmakers were saying on Thursday looked more and more likely.
We do only have four more days left in this legislative session, and a special session seems pretty much inevitable at this point.
Speaker Hubbard said it was very likely, as did Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh on Thursday. Both were saying mid-August, and that's when they would come back and look more seriously at some of these revenue-raising measures. Now, again, a few got out on Thursday, but as we say, not nearly enough to plug the $250 million or so hole that's in the general fund budget. So what looks likely at this point is that we'll pass bare-bones general fund budget out during the regular session, and then lawmakers will get to go home, talk to their constituents for a few months, get feedback from them on what the cuts under that bare bones budget would look like, would feel like to the voters, and then maybe come back armed with some sort of mandate from their constituents that, you know, maybe you need to look more seriously at some of these revenue raising measures.
About how much does having a special session cost Alabama?
The estimates vary, but at the very minimum, $500,000 or so. It could be up to $1 million, depending on how long this special session lasts. And that's one variable that we don't know yet. If there is a special session, which it appears there will, what kind of a call will it be? What will the governor put on the agenda? And how long will he call the session for to address the agenda items?
Well, one way lawmakers have talked about raising some revenue for the state is a casino and lottery bill backed by Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh. And that bill is most likely dead for this session. But what are its hopes for the special session?
Senator Marsh said on Thursday that it was not dead, period. It might be dead for this session. It wasn't on the legislature's agenda for Thursday. It may or may not come up Tuesday. But he said more likely that the lottery and gaming bill would be the subject of a special session as well. He says he's gotten some positive feedback from his constituents. He's gotten some positive feedback from his colleagues on this, and he thinks it would be more suited to a special session than rather trying to cram it in the remaining days of the regular session and it gets lost in the shuffle.
So what can we expect in these next few days?
There are still a number of bills to come in these final days of the session. Again, there's four of them. And by the way, the legislature appears to have decided that they'll come back for 3 days next week and then come back for the final day of the session on Thursday, June 11th. So we'll have to pass the general fund in between now and then. And again, it'll probably be the bare bones House-passed version or something close to it with cuts to most state agencies. The education budget, of course, got final passage this week.
Don Daly is the host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television, and he joins us each Friday during the legislative session, and I guess also the special session.
Indeed, it looks that way.
Thanks, Don.
Rachel, it's always nice to be with you.